This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. Legislation has been filed in the Missouri Senate that would create a temporary sales tax dedicated to funding transportation needs statewide. Marshall Griffin has the details.
The proposed constitutional amendment would create a 1-cent sales tax that would expire after 10 years. It's co-sponsored by GOP Senator Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City. He says the one-penny tax would not be levied on groceries, prescription medicine, or fuel.
As a legislative body, we'll not raise the gas tax. We will not toll existing roads. MoDOT's done their part. They've tightened their belt to make sure their department is running as efficiently as it possibly can, and now I think it's our turn.
Most of the money raised would go to state needs, but 10% would go to cities and counties for local transportation needs. If passed, the measure would go before Missouri voters in 2014. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri House has given first-round approval to a bill reinstating tax credits for donations to certain charitable organizations. Tax credits on donations to food pantries, pregnancy resource centers, and child crisis nurseries have either expired or will expire during 2013. The bill would reinstate the credits until 2019. The legislation also extends the expiration date on the tax credits for the surviving spouse of a slain public service official and for homeowners making their house more accessible when caring for a person with a disability. The Senate passed similar legislation last week. A Missouri House committee has adopted a measure requiring voters to show photo identification before voting. The House Elections Committee approved a state constitutional amendment that would ask voters whether to allow the photo ID requirement. The committee also approved a separate bill that would implement the photo identification requirement. The vote was among party lines, however, with Republicans saying that the photo ID requirement would increase transparency and reduce voter fraud. Democrats said that there are no reports of voter impersonation and that the plan could disenfranchise voters. As of now, Missourians can show a photo ID or other means of identification, such as utility bills or bank statements, to cast their ballot. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid says the student traffic to and from campus is a problem. Council members propose solutions to the increasing transportation problems created by Columbia's growing student population. McDavid compared Columbia to Ames, Iowa, saying that the city succeeded in creating mass transit instead of parking garages. The mayor says an initial goal would be to incorporate a GPS tracking system so students can receive updates on shuttle times and delays.
Well, the first thing that, in my opinion, the city's got to do is to put a good product out there. We've got to put a product up out there that students look at and say, you know, that's pretty cool.
Columbia resident Carlos Alvarado, who works as a management consultant for transit organizations, has been surveying about 10,000 students living off campus and how the city could help ease tensions.
An easy solution that makes sense, I believe, is to have them use the bus. Reduces congestion, is more convenient, costs less. So really, it's a natural solution.
Alvarado says this would make more economic sense for the students, the university, and the city of Columbia as a whole. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.